Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, June 17. In Squiz Kids today, women's sports teams on top. Toad vomit tablets. Who wants a holiday to nowhere? And Kaelin Ponga signs up. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
The results are in, and Australia's national female sporting teams have emerged the clear winners in a popularity contest with their male counterparts. A survey measuring the popularity of national sporting teams among Aussies has found that the Australian women's cricket team is the number one, followed closely by the Aussie women's soccer team, the Matildas. Swinging into third place is the Australian women's rugby sevens team, closely followed in fourth place by the Diamonds, our national netball team. The survey asked almost 5,000 Australians and New Zealanders which teams made them feel the most pride, had earned their respect, and gave them the most enjoyment. Australian men's national teams didn't do nearly as well as the women's teams. The men's T20 team was top-ranked among the blokes as the country's fifth most popular team, while 6th, 7th and 8th spots were taken out by the Boomers, our basketball boys, the Aussie men's test cricket team, and our national rugby league team, the Kangaroos. While in New Zealand, the All Blacks won the popularity contest hands down, here in Oz, their rugby-playing counterparts, the Wallabies, came in at a comparatively miserable number 13. Their report card still reads, "Must work harder." Isaac Newton is one of the most celebrated mathematicians and physicists of all time. Born in 1642, he was responsible for some of the greatest scientific achievements of his time, including his famous laws of motion and Newton's law of gravity. But as a medical expert, his ideas left a lot to be desired. Take, for example, the auction that is taking place in the United Kingdom this week of several pages of Newton's diary, in which he sets out the recipe for toad vomit lozenges as a cure for the plague. The plague was a nasty disease that swept Europe and killed millions. Newton reckoned that if you ate tablets made out of dried toad vomit, it would cure you of the plague. It didn't. And you thought taking cough medicine was bad.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Taiwan, where an airport is offering 90 lucky people the chance to go on a holiday to nowhere. Winners of this most interesting competition will be able to go to the airport, go through security, board a plane that doesn't take off, then get off again and come back through immigration and passport control. Why, I hear you ask? Well, who can say? The airport's owners say it's a good way to remind people what it's like to travel. Except they don't.
Sport time!
Rugby league star Kaelin Ponga yesterday signed on the dotted line with his beloved Newcastle Knights, agreeing to stay with the club for another 4 years, and in the process, signed a contract that makes him one of the highest paid players in the game. Not bad for a 22-year-old. Meanwhile, Victorian footy fans were yesterday celebrating the announcement that the VFL and VFLW would both be returning to competition in the coming weeks. An 8-team VFL competition will kick off on August 1, while a 4-team VFLW Super Series has been announced for September. Because too much footy is barely enough.
Pop Culture Corner.
Going to see a band play live was one of the great experiences of life, pre-COVID. And with restrictions set to continue for the time being on the number of people allowed to congregate in an enclosed space, it might be a while before bands are able to tour again. Which is why a bunch of music festivals and live band performances will take place in the next month or so at drive-ins around the country. A drive-in is a place you park your car in front of a huge screen to go and watch a movie. They were big in the 60s and 70s. Now they're being reimagined so people can sit inside their cars and watch a band playing on a stage in front of them. There's the Airwaves Festival on the Sunshine Coast and the Drive-In Festival being planned for Melbourne's Flemington Racecourse. Not quite the same as being jostled to the beat of a song in the middle of a sweaty crowd, but hey, these are interesting times we live in.
Rosie's Recipes.
Every Wednesday we stick our head into the Squiz Kids kitchen to see what Rosie's been cooking this week. And a big thank you to 11-year-old Squiz Kid Harper, who has sent in a scrum-diddly-umptious recipe this week for Rosie to try. It's called Peanut Butter Chocolate Bark and tastes every bit as delicious as it sounds. It's sweet, it's savoury, it involves two of Rosie's favourite food groups, chocolate and peanut butter. The recipe plus photos of the process and finished product are all on the Squiz Kids website. Don't forget, if you have a favourite recipe that you like to cook and you'd like Rosie to try and to feature in this segment, be sure to send it to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which Aussie women's sporting team has just topped a nationwide popularity poll? That's right, it's the Australian women's cricket team. Question number two. What's the name of the famous English mathematician who came up with the idea of gravity and toad vomit lozenges? You got it. It's Isaac Newton. Question number three. Name the Newcastle Knights player who's just signed a very lucrative 4-year contract. Yeah, it's Kalen Ponga. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's June 17, the birthday of tennis ace Venus Williams, rapper Kendrick Lamar and Olympic swimmer Stephanie Rice. It's also Iceland's National Day, so a perfect day to eat putrefied shark, which is a delicacy in Iceland. Not even joking. It's also a big day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Kalia from Abbotsford, Zoe, Luca and Kane from Melbourne, Cruz from Port Kennedy, Chloe from St Helens Park, Hayley from Brisbane, Hannah from Fairlight, Addison from Sunnybank Hills, Billy and Lucas from Perth, Zachary from Adelaide, Adrian and Levin from Sydney, Elise from North Sydney, Claude from Cammeray, Liddy and Elizabeth from Wagga Wagga, Danielle from Ashmont, Humza from Birrong, Timothy from Woodhill, Craig from Noosa, Jeff from Narrowena, Eliza from Queensland, and Rosie, who's listening all the way over there in Tokyo, Japan. And some belated birthday shout-outs too to Nakisha from Ashmont, Caitlin from Nundle, Ethan from Greystanes, and Josie from Palm Beach. Happy birthday to you all. And today's classroom shout-outs go to 34M from Bathurst Public School, Year 3 and 4 at Blackwell Public School, Year 4 at East Fremantle Primary School, and Cal Rossi Anglican School in Tamworth. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And a reminder, a full transcript of today's episode is available on our website, as it is every day. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.